if someone in northern British Columbia, if a community or an or a family or a researcher has a question, then we potentially can also use the Northern Biobank as a resource to help do the research that otherwise would not be possible or would be incredibly more difficult because you'd have to start from scratch as opposed to having this bank available. The biobank is essentially a systematic or a very carefully organized banking or storage of biomedical tissue or tissue that often is otherwise already taken or removed from an individual at the time of surgery, for example, and then placed instead of down in the basement of a hospital where it's stored for years after the pathologist looks at it to say this is what the disease was or this is what the cancer was, and then the treatment happens because that's why the surgery was done or the biopsy was done. Normally, that would just be stored in a fashion that's not organized for the purpose of research. What this biobank would do and what other biobanks do is stores it systematically in a way that if you want to do research in a particular area, that actually that material is stored and ready to go. So if you're looking for doing a breast cancer study, the breast cancer is all going to be stored in one place. There's going to be a way to identify it, and there's going to be a way to access it. And then the bank also includes information, like the date it was taken, the stage of the cancer, if it's a cancer, the type of, or the stage of liver disease, if it's liver disease, whatever it ends up being in the future. And also information, the sex of the individual, the age of the individual, previous treatment, anything that actually can affect what that data ultimately shows when we're looking at the tissue. So it's basically a lot of data that is otherwise usually already there, but the clinical data is one point, the pathology is in another point, and when it comes to research, if you don't have a biobank, it becomes exceedingly challenging to either do the research or be involved in the research.